keep up to date with our latest tweets at LA News Guy. That's twitter.com/LA News Guy. Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino, AM 870, The Answer.
My guest is Sally C. Pipes. She was recently published in the Orange County Register on a piece that talks about, well, the health care plans of the 20 candidates and what they agreed on. In fact, she says they agreed on something surprising, that Obamacare was a massive failure. They didn't admit that outright, but she goes on to say all of them proposed big changes to our nation's health care system. A handful, she says, called for abolishing private health care insurance. Others advocated letting people buy into Medicare, but everyone was on board with injecting more government into the healthcare system. Sally Pipes, good to talk with you again.
Thank you. A delight to be on. It's a very important issue. I think it'll be the number one domestic policy issue in the 2020 election campaign.
Yeah, let's talk about healthcare a second. I always like to look at both sides, if there are, of a story, and I'm going to kind of hit you with some stats that are out there, that one in five people has a medical bill debt in this country, that 22% of procedures probably aren't needed, at least 25% of tests probably aren't needed. There's some interesting things going on, aren't there?
Well, there definitely are, but I think that the most important thing is that, in the 20 candidates who were in the two debates in June 26 and 27, all of them are supporting some form of government takeover of our healthcare system, i.e. Senator Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio, and California Senator Kamala Harris, of course, depending on the day and the time of day, is a supporter of single payer, i.e. there would be no government insurance allowed in our healthcare system. The others are all supporting what I call a stepping stone approach to single payer Medicare for all, through a public option, through Medicare for America, Medicare buy-in at age 50. But they're all stepping stone approaches, as CMS Administrator Seema Verma pointed out yesterday as well. So, sure, there are, if you look at the healthcare system, Obamacare overturned our whole healthcare system for about 10 to 11 million people. Premiums are very high. Deductibles are high. A lot of people, paid the individual mandate rather than buying coverage because Obamacare wasn't working. But now people, instead of moving to a more competitive market system, empowering doctors and patients, the Democrats are moving towards more government in our healthcare system. And I'm Canadian. I can tell you right now, I grew up under single payer. You will have long waits. In Canada, you wait almost 5 months from seeing a primary care doc to treatment by a specialist. Care is rationed. The hidden tax bill is about $12,000 a year. And there's a shortage of doctors. So all of these things, people need to be educated about when people are on this bandwagon talking about Medicare for all or single payer.
Yeah. And as I opened with your recently published piece, they all got it that Obamacare was a massive failure, but they don't seem to take a lesson from that.
Well, exactly. And I think it's because, when Bernie Sanders was running against Hillary Clinton for the Democratic nomination back in 2016, he really bought into and told the American people why the government should fully take over our healthcare system. And it became an issue. And it sounds great. Everybody thinks, oh, well, yes, our healthcare will be free. Well, 180 million Americans get their healthcare through their employer. And as a recent poll showed, 70% of them rate their health care, their employer-sponsored coverage, as good or as excellent. And in a Kaiser poll, when 56% of people polled said they supported the idea of Medicare for all, but they don't really understand what Medicare for all is. And when they were told, well, you will lose your private employer-sponsored coverage, that support went down to 37% because, as I say, people like it. So we need to educate the American people on what it would mean if the government fully took over our healthcare system. And as Pramila Jayapal up in Washington State, House member who has a House version of Bernie's bill, even more comprehensive than his, 1 million people are employed in the health insurance industry, and they would all be put out of work. And these people and the government, of course, would have to expand its role in order to deal with all of the people being on government health care.
We're talking with Sally Pipes, President and Chief Executive Officer of the Pacific Research Institute, a San Francisco-based think tank. We're talking about the different health insurance plans the Democrats want, that they acknowledge there was problems with Obamacare, but they seem to be going toward more government control rather than less. Sally, what happens when we have more government control of something? What typically happens to a program?
Well, if you think right now, America spends a lot of money on healthcare, about over $3 trillion a year. We spend about 18% of our gross domestic product on healthcare. The United States is a wealthy country, and Americans demand healthcare. They want their healthcare right away. In a country like Canada, which banned all private coverage, the government spends about 11% of gross domestic product on healthcare. The demand is much greater than the supply, and therefore, as I say, you get these long waits and care being rationed, and it is high tax. So, you know, we really have to, you know, explain, you know, what this means. Because in the U.S., we would have the same thing, because a lot more people, if they think healthcare is free, would demand it. And therefore, you'd have to, you know, waiting lists would grow, care would be rationed, there would be new taxes, higher taxes. Even Bernie Sanders is in a shouting match with Senator Kamala Harris right now, because she thinks the middle class would not have to face increased taxes if we had Medicare for all. And he has pointed out that, yes, in fact, there would have to be new taxes and higher taxes. He's talking about, you know, a new employer payroll tax, 7.5%, to raise about $3.9 trillion over 10 years. Large financial institutions would have to pay new taxes. But I think, and the worst thing is that there would be a shortage of doctors. We're already seeing a decline in the number of doctors under Obamacare in this country, according to the American Association of Colleges. They are predicting, of medical colleges, they're predicting a shortage of 120,000 docs by 2030. And, you know, if all of these single-payer plans are saying docs are going to be paid 40% below what they're paid now, they're going to be paid Medicare rates, so more will retire. And I think even worse, the best and brightest kids that traditionally have gone into medicine in this country won't go into medicine.
Right. Why would you go into something that you're going to get a few dollars per person, have a waiting room that's just flooded? You're basically gutting the whole healthcare industry. I'm reading already that California is having a shortage, and they're looking at, if they're not already doing that, paying some people's student loans off to get them to stay in the industry. So there's a problem before this even comes up. It's not like this will create it. It will, but it's already there.
It'll exacerbate it.
Yeah, talk a bit about the whole climate here. Nobody asks these questions. I watch these debates. Nobody holds them accountable on these questions. You know this subject in and out. Give us the three or four questions that you would like to see these candidates held to defend their position, because you're pointing out that it's like they're not even talking about the thing. I mean, when you listen to the sound bites of these candidates, they're almost flippant in the way they just say, you know, what their plan is. Oh, just do it. Take a listen from the past.
So for people out there who like their insurance, they don't get to keep it?
Well, listen, the idea is that everyone gets access to medical care. And you don't have to go through the process of going through an insurance company, having them give you approval, going through the paperwork, all of the delay that may require. Who of us has not had that situation where you got to wait for approval and the doctor says, well, I don't know if your insurance company is going to cover this? Let's eliminate all of that. Let's move on.
Yeah, let's eliminate all that. Let's move on. Is it that easy, Sally Pipes, to run a healthcare system?
Well, no, it's incredibly complicated. And as we have seen, you know, in among candidates of both parties, they really don't want to have to talk about healthcare. But it is going to be the number one issue. And, you know, in Canada, there was a court case back in 2006. And in the ruling, which allowed private health care to actually operate in the province of Quebec, Madam Chief Justice Beverly McLaughlin of the Canadian Supreme Court, who just retired, said, yes, Canadians, every Canadian has a care card, but access to a care card is not access to health care. So, you know, what Kamala Harris just said, let's eliminate all of that. Well, sure, you may have a care card, but you won't have access to doctors, because there will be long waiting lists, there won't be enough doctors, and there'll be tremendous stress. These people never talk about how much is it going to cost and who's going to pay for it. As you know, government doesn't have any money. They get their money through us, the taxpayer, we the taxpayers. And if you think about Bernie's 2017 bill, the Mercatus Center, Charles Lehouse, costed it out between $30 and $38 trillion over 10 years. Bernie has just come out, Senator Sanders has just come out and said his plan would cost between $30 to $40 trillion over 10 years, and there would have to be tremendous increases in taxes to pay for it. But even with these tax increases, by allowing, they say, 11 million illegal immigrants, I don't know what the number is in this country, but they would be able to get free health care. We have people who are paying taxes in this country that are having a hard time, you know, paying for coverage, particularly the people that don't get subsidies who are on the Obamacare exchanges. So these people need to say, this is what if the government takes over. There will be no private insurance. The cost will be tremendous. Care will be rationed, and there will be long waits because the government won't be able to spend all the money that it costs, $30 to $40 trillion of 10 years, or double what we're spending on our health care today. And why don't they take a look at the Veterans Administration, where the House member from Massachusetts has said, you know, people don't realize the VA is a single-payer system, and it's not. It's a system that's not working. That's what would happen to everyone, long waits.
But nobody says that to them, and they don't have to respond. And it's probably on purpose because there appear, and this is my opinion, there appears to be a segment of the media doing these debates that wants to get this stuff passed and doesn't want to share the story. I mean, when you watch the debates, there's some pretty smart people asking the questions, but they won't hold them to it, right?
Well, because the mainstream media, who all learned their profession at universities taught by liberal professors, that their whole idea is that government, you know, can provide things better than the private sector. And as we know, whether you're looking at your credit card, the credit card you have, the phone plan that you have, all of these things, the market does work well, and it does bring down costs. As my late great mentor Milton Friedman, the Nobel laureate in economics, used to say, the rich work for the poor because the rich start. They new things come in. They're very expensive. Think about what toaster ovens, DVD players, all of these things when they first came out were very, very expensive. But as the market works, there are more competitors and the price comes down. We need more competition in our healthcare business.
Not less. Sally C. Pipes, President, Chief Executive Officer, Pacific Research Institute. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Larry. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino. AM 870, The Answer.